the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In describing the work of German choreographer Pina Bausch, you might hear many terms, like performance art, wild, or unresolved. But Tellery Arendelle, associate professor in the Department of Theater and Dance at Missouri State University, just calls it inspiring. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and Arendelle is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal. She is here to open our eyes to understanding these art forms that don't fit into traditional boxes of theater or dance. Pina Bausch's work was in that space between, in what she called dance theater.
You could call any number of things dance theater, right? You can call ballet dance theater because there are heavy-duty narrative storylines in ballet. The movement itself is highly technical, but what they're trying to piece together is in service of a narrative storyline. Pina Bausch is not about ballet. What she does is actually about as contradictory to ballet as you could get in the dance community. She does this wild combination where she has pulled in dancers who start their day with her doing very technical balletic class, right? Then they come into the studio with her and spend that whole time just physically responding, somewhat verbally, but mostly physically responding to prompts she gives them, which can be as simple as, give me a sense of what the house you grew up in felt like. And then they would come up with movement sequences that would demonstrate that. In addition to talking to her, giving her a verbal response as well, she would speak back to them. And then at some point in time, after everybody had done what they were doing, she would then bump different people's segments up against each other and make something that felt like it meant more than just each of these individual stories. And yet, at no point in time did any of those individual pieces lose their sense of individuation.
Arendelle is working on a book about Bausch, who was inspired by her own upbringing. Her parents owned a hotel in Germany during the war, and Bausch spent a lot of time underneath the tables in the dining area, watching people as they met for dinner or drinks.
Would peek out from underneath the table and have a sense of what everybody's gestures told her, because there would be people, for instance, across the room whose conversation she could not hear, but whose gestures spoke a conversation of its own. So she started her choreographic work as somebody who focused primarily on gesture. So some of what you see her do is very simple movement that she has transposed into something that you as an audience member are supposed to think means more than it would otherwise. But you're still not quite sure what it is. She leaves a lot of what she puts out on stage open to audience interpretation.
One thing that Arendelle keeps going back to in all of her research is that subtext is the most powerful part of performance. The staging, the nonverbal, these speak louder than many words.
There's one solo in particular where a man does what looks like sign language to, and may actually be sign language, to a song that has words in it. So she puts on stage what the deaf community end up doing on a regular basis, simply to communicate, only she makes the movement as paired with the music and the words in the music an artistic event. So for me, she already found a way into where disability meets dance, meets theater, meets performance art, just in the very simple way she would put people on stage. Because when she did gesture, even though I can sit here in one breath and say it was never clear what each of those gestures or gestural phrases was supposed to mean, you can bet that each and every one of those performance modes, performance phrases, was performed by the dancers with very specific intent.
Because Arendelle herself finds herself at the intersection of dance, theater, disability studies, and the arts, she encourages all who attend performances to not only evaluate what you see on exhibit, she says you have to read between the lines. That was Tellery Arendelle. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.